All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, bananas.
426.
I was at 420. Hey.
Ooh, if you got it, smoke it, right? Or smoke it if you got it. Damn.
Nailed it.
Fuck that one up. Good morning. Good afternoon and good evening. You've just tuned into the Tether Radio podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I am joined this week by Allie and Larry.
Why do you say it like that? Like it's a thing that I'm not always on. Like I missed one fucking time.
Because honestly, when you have listeners calling out like podcasters, I have to. Just kidding.
Who called you out?
No, remember my buddy Matt was like, where'd Larry go?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, man, sometimes you got to take care of your mental health, dude.
No. This was not the last time. Yeah. This was one of the previous times.
This was a different time.
Okay. Yeah. See, the fact that we have different times that we can refer to is the exact reason that
Here's the thing, man. Look. I gotta keep it fresh. Gotta keep the listeners on their toes, you know. So that just lets them know. That lets me know two things: one, they are actually listening, and two, I am loved on the show.
There you go. No, there you dude. Go. Hey,
a stretch. It is.
we're gonna pull the plug at like.
They're like, do you promise? Please promise Larry's not coming back. And then you come back, and they're like,
oh, this fucker again.
Well, so what's good with you guys? Anybody? Anyone?
Let me see. I'm trying to think. I actually had something good, and then I completely forgot about it.
Are we still doing that? Because I've gone back into the deep, dark recesses of hell.
I failed to list something over the last couple of weeks.
No, everything is going okay, man. I mean, it's the end of summer, right? So we're getting into our fucking spooky season. I think fall is like, what, a couple of days away? Next week, right?
22nd.
Beginning.
Is there a fall solstice?
No,
or like, is it just spring and
winter
summer?
Solstice.
I mean, spring, yeah. No, there's a winter and
equinox
summer
or something?
I don't know.
That called?
There's got to be
summer,
some kind
there's
of
a summer solstice, and I think it's solstice. Winter equinox, yeah. Is it not? But I think you're thinking of the time change because you're like...
It is fall spring, equinox.
Fall equinox?
Yeah.
And then there's two solstices, correct?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what's the difference between an equinox and a solstice?
Mary is going to yell at us.
About $20. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I don't know where the fuck
if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
I want to think that it's solstice for summer and winter, and that it's equinox for spring and autumn.
That sounds good.
I mean, that sounds believable enough.
What is the difference between an equinox and a solstice?
I'll take that.
I need Jeopardy music on here. What the hell? Wait. I can do this.
Just for forever.
Yeah.
Oh God, this gets no. We're not doing this. But it is.
Answer. We're not doing this.
Summer solstice, and winter solstice, uh-huh. And then the other two. Are equinox, but I don't know enough about the rotations and
wait,
stuff.
Is this astrology?
No.
Or is this like astronomy?
Astronomy.
Okay. Astronomy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I guess.
Well, in that case, I'm just kidding. That was just the next button. Sorry.
This is weird. I'll throw this in the newsletter though. Hey.
All right. Done and done.
Yeah.
No, the reason I brought that up is because I am ready. Dude, hoodie weather is like my favorite type of weather.
I love hoodie weather.
Because no one really judges you if you wear the same hoodie for like 3 days in a row because it's a fucking hoodie, right? So I can get away with wearing just like, I can change the undershirts under my hoodie and then just wear the same hoodie.
Dude, I wear like white shirts most days just because I know that shit's going to get on me because I'm around a young child a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I mean, hell, if he throws like whatever tomato on me, then I'll just wad it up and clean up the mess and then put on another one, yeah. You know? But so, I mean, I completely agree with you. It's really nice to have like pullover / hoodie weather. I'm just like, fuck, man.
Hey, man, I may go all out this year and just fucking break out the cardigans.
Ooh, I like, dude, a good cardigan. It's respectable.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I can get away with wearing cardigans because I'm a girl, but like, I feel like a dude has to be a certain look.
Well,
to
time out.
Do you a cardigan.
You don't, won't you don't be like the cardi, my neighbor?
Bro? That's no, a certain look. What?
The cardi, bro. Come on, respect the cardi.
I mean, I like it. I just feel like most guys are not gonna wear a cardigan.
I'll wear a cardigan. I'll rock the shit out of a cardigan.
I don't know if I have any cardigans. I don't think I'm a cardigan guy either. So. I respect a man that can wear one,
but
I can't pull it off, man. Like,
well, I don't give a fuck if I pull it off or not. I'm wearing it.
Dude, I saw some TikTok that was
and that's why I respect you, Larry. Own that shit, man.
There's this girl on TikTok and her username is Metal Grandma. And she's like our age, but she's like, my whole aesthetic is band t-shirts and a cardigan. And I'm like, I feel that in my soul.
Yeah, you're like, and noted.
Uh-huh. Okay, so did you guys ever watch the show Degrassi?
No. I've seen some episodes. I didn't watch a whole lot of it.
So I restarted it, right? And
what is it
I
on?
Realize
just it's, real quick.
It's on Prime.
Okay.
I realized something, and I didn't know. When I first watched it when I was younger, I didn't know like the age, the whole like age thing. And you know how I've said before that I suck at determining age. Like I don't know what a fucking 30-year-old is supposed to look like.
Yeah. Mm.
So the parents in that show are supposed to be 28 years old.
Mm-hmm. The parents of high school students?
No, of junior high students.
Oh, I thought they were in high school.
Yeah, because
I think it's like 6th through 8th kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and so one of the very first episodes, the parents were going to their 10-year reunion, mm-hmm. and I'm like, hold up, is this what a 28-year-old looks like? Because they legit looked like they were 40. And I was like,
wrinkles and shit. They had like walking canes or something. No, just
kidding. It's going to lead me to like look up what the actual age of each character, of each actor was filming. What, you know what I'm saying?
Who was it? Was it Drake?
Drake was on
the show. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. He played a handy capable child, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's after he got shot. There was a school shooting. Yeah.
I just knew that he was in a wheelchair. I don't know. Not I didn't always. Know why.
Yeah.
No, like he was like a prominent basketball star for the majority of the show. And then like later on in the seasons, there was this guy that got bullied.
Is it good?
Is
it good?
Larry's rewatching it.
Well,
yeah,
that doesn't mean shit. I'm sorry. Sorry, Larry. I'm saying that, like, I would think that you would probably rewatch stuff just to maybe go to sleep or something. I don't know.
No, like, I watch it. I'm rewatching it just simply for nostalgia.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to get as much serotonin into my body as possible.
That's a good move, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, in one of the seasons, there's this guy that gets bullied or whatever, and he brings a gun to school and he shoots fucking Drake in the back and paralyzes him from the waist down.
Jeez.
That's how he ends up in the wheelchair.
I didn't realize how gnarly that was.
It goes through a lot, dude. Because it starts out because it focuses on, like, the first season focuses on like 7th and 8th graders.
Jim.
Right? So you as a 7th or 8th grader watching it, you're growing with the show and you're like growing with the problems that they're going through.
Yeah.
And like, it took me until rewatching it that I'm like, okay, if someone saw me watching this right now in public, it's like I'm watching a kid's show.
Yeah.
Right. But like, it just takes me back to like actually dealing with these issues when the show was on.
Dude.
And growing with the show.
I will never judge you for like revisiting a previous show. I have watched the Hey Arnold series top to bottom 5 times. And damn. I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know what it is. It is just like this safe place for my mind that it's like the world, literally we could be, you know, in an atomic bomb, like fucking shelter. And if I'm like, got a couple of episodes of Hey Arnold, I'm like, all right, man, we'll get through this. We'll get through this. Grandpa's got our back.
We have 3 crackers and a can of soup left. And there's 15 of us, but I do have the entire DVD collection of Hey Arnold.
So. All right, so I'm going to go real quick, like, parent mode, like, and I'm asking you, Larry, was there anything that when you guys were pregnant with your kid that it was like, I want him to be exposed to this?
Yeah.
And specifically, obviously, entertainment kind of shit. And for Allie's already like leaning up on her arm, so we definitely need to move after
no,
this.
No, I am picking at my face like I shouldn't do.
For me, it wasn't necessarily like movies and stuff. Yeah. For me, it was music.
Okay.
Like I always wanted him to grow up listening to the music that I listened to.
Sure.
Just to have, like, I don't know, a connection with it.
Yeah.
Just like whenever you go on TikTok and you see those videos of, they're like, you know, when your kid's going through their emo phase and then they start playing the songs or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the parent, like, busts in and sings the rest of the song with them.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, dude. I think that, I think Hey Arnold and, like, Doug were big with it. Music was... obviously, it still is very big with me, and I can't wait to explain to Finn. I actually had him the other day. We were playing a record, and I turned off the sound system, and you guys probably already know this, but if you lean your head down to the needle on a record, you can actually hear the music that's being played with all the speakers off and everything.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Just because it's literally taking a physical form of music and amplifying it.
Yeah.
So it was just really cool to, like, watch his face light up and be like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's on this weird disc thing. And obviously he's not saying disc thing. But, like, it's on this shit. And then it comes out of these other big things. And it's louder. Wow. That's so cool. It's just really neat. It's like rediscovery. I don't know. I'm totally vicariously living through my child. So. Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Who doesn't? So, anywho. We got anything else we want to mention prior to launching with both feet into this one?
I have a segue from that.
Yes, please.
Okay. You can read along with this on the last link I just put in our thing.
Okay.
First off, I'm going to read you guys these writing prompts.
Okay.
I want you to tell me if you think these are appropriate for a college class. Okay.
Wait, am I supposed to click on it?
You can click on that. That's just the writing prompts. Okay.
Awesome.
Write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. Rewrite the sex scene from above into one that you would let your mom read. God, that'd be harder than the first one. Yeah. Number 3, you've just been caught in bed by a jealous spouse. How will you talk your way out of this? I only use condoms to masturbate, baby.
I was going to say, we covered this on the last one or two episodes
ago. Number 4, write a sermon for a beloved preacher who has been caught in a sex scandal. Number 5, describe a time when you wanted to orgasm but didn't. The next one is 10 euphemisms for sex. The next one is, you're a brand new suicide hotline counselor. Describe how you feel during the course of your first call. That one's not. Oh, now we're out of the sexy stuff.
I was like, whoa, this took a fucking turn. I was like, oh, this is funny. This what? This
got dark.
The next one is, write a letter from the point of view of a drug addict. The next one is, drink a beer and write about the taste. The next one is, write an X-rated Disney scenario. Next one is, a room full of people who want to sleep together. Next one is the first time you had sex. And the last one is describe your favorite part of a man's body using only verbs.
Okay, I have to go back to this.
So do you think these are appropriate for a college course?
As, if it's like women's studies, I don't know.
What if it's just like a creative writing or something?
I think that this...
Just a general writing.
Time out.
Yeah.
Do all of these fall under this one course?
Yeah.
Okay, so they do. I think that they're, in my opinion, I think that there are, it seems all over the place. Actually, you said creative writing. Man, honestly, maybe?
For college. So, okay. Like college.
Can I ask follow-up questions? Yeah. Or, okay, is this like, what is it called? Like
freshman.
Freshman, yeah. Sophomore versus junior, senior.
It's a freshman level class. Mm-hmm. It's liberal arts to writing class.
Okay. Maybe. Some of these maybe.
Right.
But yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this would be more of a curriculum for like a specialty.
Right, like, you know, maybe like a high level, like, specialized. Okay.
Yeah.
So the issue was that these were prompts for a college credit class being taught at a high school.
At a high school, yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah. Nope.
Okay, but
yeah,
I didn't realize that these were all in this book. The book is called 642 Things to Write About, and like I've picked it up and flipped through. I might have a copy of it. This book.
Yeah.
You ever seen this?
I feel like I've seen that.
Did you guys give me that?
No. Oh my God.
Is that the book you gave me?
We might have.
Oh shit. I think it is.
I think it totally is.
I think it is.
I think we gave that Christmas or something.
To be. No, it was just a like, I have this and I don't use it. You want it. And I was like, all right.
Maybe it was.
That's it. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So this book looks like a piece of like college ruled paper, and it says 642 things to write about. And I've seen it like in bookstores and stuff. Like I've picked it up and flipped through it. It's so the headline of this story is Ohio mayor tells entire school board to resign or face child pornography charges after teachers gave children writing prompts to write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom.
You gotta love a long ass fucking headline.
We love the Daily Mail.
That tells you the whole article in the headline. That's it. That's all you need to know.
So the children are age 17.
My question is, how is this child pornography?
Thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But is not the definition of pornography, it starts with like visual?
I don't think so.
Does it?
I'm not sure.
Really?
I'm not sure.
I'm asking questions here. So.
They're kind of discussing that because the law leaves it kind of a little bit open to interpretation.
But that doesn't make any sense. Like when I think of pornography, I think of at least a picture.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of thing, so let's simplify this.
Yeah. Okay.
Sexting a minor is not a crime. It's creepy. But it's not a crime until you send pictures.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
It's not a good look.
It's not. Yeah, I don't recommend it, and I don't condone it. I don't think that. I don't think that like you can be put in jail. I could be wrong, but I don't think you can go to jail for it until you solicit photos or send photos,
or if you have a physical relationship.
And yeah. By the way, if you want to opine on this shit, Let us know, tetherradio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We'd love to have your fucking take on this, because obviously we're working through this, as you could hear.
Yeah. So.
Well,
I mean, unless you're like harassing them,
yeah.
You know, they ask you to stop or whatever. Yeah. That's different.
But, yeah. I have flipped through this book multiple times and not come. But there's 642 topics in it. I read, what was that, 10-ish, 12? But like, they're not.
Well,
aren't assigned. The way that I'm reading this is that they were like pick prompts from this book.
Yeah, I was gonna say it. I mean, there's there's no way that all the prompts are like in they're this not. Vein of yeah. like, you know.
Yeah.
So I, but I dig. I mean, they still exist in this book.
Yeah.
I feel like the discretion is on the teacher.
Well,
right?
Well, it says Ohio law prohibits sending harmful or obscene material to or sharing it with a minor, but that usually refers to sexting or sending obscene images.
But that's sending to, right?
Well, you're or asking sharing them, with them.
But you're asking okay, them to create it.
Yeah.
I think you guys are missing a big thing here.
Sure, yeah.
Is that it's not the teachers, it's the school board. So
okay.
This is something that the school board was behind. Like, they approved this curriculum. And
I don't know. Do school boards review and approve all curriculums? Because I don't think that's how it works.
I'm sure.
Dude.
Or else, what else is their job? What else is this? What else is a fucking?
So I don't correct. Know.
I could be completely wrong, but I thought that the school board functioned kind of like the FDA functions with like supplementals and vitamins and stuff. That it's like everything's cool until people have a problem with it, and then you bring it to us, and then we like adjudicate kind of thing. Not adjudicate. Basically say, ooh, this is weird. We should throw it out. Or, no, you guys are being silly. You know, this is still good. Could be wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know the purpose of the school board. Like, other than
that's
the basic,
really
like,
fucking good point.
They oversee stuff. Okay.
Do we have any teacher friends? What the fuck does the school board do?
Yeah. That's a really, really good point.
If we do, they're just yelling. Listen to
oh,
us
no,
right
I
now.
Know. I hope they are. And honestly, like I said, tetherradio@gmail.com. Because it's not the fact that we disagree with you or anything along those lines. It's the fact that we don't know.
We don't know.
So
we are literally oblivious to everything that's happening right
now. Which is honestly, that's wow. Okay.
Well, so... The way sounds like it came forward was a mom found out from a friend who told her about these inappropriate writing prompts. Mm-hmm. And she said, I asked my daughter if she'd been reading a book with inappropriate stuff in it. And she said, yes.
Either Megan is stomping around outside or Finn is stomping around outside. I'm not sure.
Maybe a dinosaur downstairs or something.
My apologies.
So she's like, are you reading something inappropriate? That I was like, yeah. I mean,
at that point, I'm just like, dude, come on. You don't say yeah. At first you deny and then you walk it back.
Or you could just fucking play dumb and be like, I don't know. What is inappropriate? Yeah,
thank you.
I was assigned The Handmaid's Tale when I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
Like,
but senior in high school, I thought we were talking about, oh my God, dude. Okay. I'm sorry. I just got fucking Degrassi mixed up with what we're currently talking about.
These were not sixth graders.
Yeah, no, I was like, I was thinking seventh and eighth graders and I was like, no, no. Okay. I'm an idiot. My bad.
But there's a police officer from a nearby city that's saying they should install cameras in every public school classroom. And I'm like,
of course they are.
You going to zoom in and see what they're reading?
Well, who's going to sit there and watch the fucking cameras?
Right? Like, so administrators of the school have apologized. They're saying they were unaware of these prompts. They're working to collect the books. Like...
They were unaware. They were assigned. How are they unaware?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
The book title is 642 Things to Write About.
Yeah, but these things were, this specific list was assigned, was it not?
No, well, this is a book. This book was assigned.
Okay.
These are prompts I'm that are among the 642 in the book.
Okay, so I feel like...
Now we're getting into muddy waters.
Thank you. Because it seems like somebody...
Handmaid's Tale has like ceremonial fucking scenes.
Well, but this seems
that
like...
That use the word fucking.
This seems like a parent took this book and picked out 10 most controversial prompts. If we don't now... It is one thing if your child comes home and they're like, so I was in English today and my teacher was like, write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom.
They asked me to write a letter from the point of view of a drug addict.
Yeah, if my child came home and said that, I'd be like, okay, I'm not going to lie. First of all...
Tell me more.
Yeah, first of all, exactly what was this situation? Did someone prompt this, blah, blah, blah? Because, hey, man, seek to understand before trying to seek to be understood. You know what I'm saying? And I know
the thing, like, the teacher's just out there getting off to like these kids' stories about how they for their first orgasm.
Well,
and shit.
No, but that's my point. Is like, dude, how do we know that these were the 10 that were like the most risque? You know, that are going to get some like traction. Yeah. And none of these have ever been presented in the classroom.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why I'm saying that it's like, dude, show me that a teacher is actually asking their kids to write about this, then we'll have the conversation. But before then, why cross the bridge if we haven't even come to it kind of thing?
And like, so, here are just a few other prompts I'm just reading at random. Everyone has a special talent. What's your special skill?
Thank you. Yeah. I'm sure everything else is fucking benign.
The point of view of a blind person.
Yes.
How someone saved your life.
So we're just picking and choosing.
The biggest lie anyone told you. Yeah, like they've gone through 642 writing prompts and they picked a dozen that are...
I don't...
And even then, I'm going to say I absolutely could have seen a teacher, my junior or senior year English teacher, asking us all to write a letter from the point of view of a drug addict. I could see that. Just as a like exercise in the being drug, able
like a social
to,
studies like a social studies
yeah,
type.
Yeah,
but I understand that
to
a
put
lot
in
more,
someone else's
dude.
Shoes.
Once you bring sexuality into it, dude, it gets real hairy.
Yeah.
And I mean that literally. No, just kidding.
It is a college level class though.
Yes.
And like I would not have a problem with any of these in a college class.
The fact that
you know how I feel about like all of this, like,
but being
it is,
taught in a high school makes it a problem.
High school, I definitely, dude. Once you go to college, you should be seen as an adult. You should be treated as an adult. And if you're not, there's just too much hand holding going
on. And that's
on.
What sucks with this is these kids are taking a college class for college credit.
Yeah.
It just happens to be like a co thing with their high school that's taught at the high school.
But there's still, and I'm not saying that there's a big difference between being like 17 and 18 or whatever, but it's just like the whole concept in my eyes, the whole concept of being in high school where it's like, no, you're going to do this versus you go to college and it's like, hey, you're paying to be here. You do it. And this is how I think college should be. I think attendance is fucking stupid.
Yep.
But it's like, dude, you're paying to be here, so you can either make the most of it or you can fucking squander it. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but
yeah,
one more wrench to throw in this.
Sure.
Age of consent in Ohio is 16.
Well, I mean, that's just weird.
It's like that.
It's
almost
16
everywhere,
most places.
Though.
Nah.
I know. No, it's weird. It's weird.
It's age of consent within your fucking like age group, not age of consent with a goddamn 20 something year old, you know, that's still statutory rape.
Yeah.
If you know, if the parents get involved, but
well so wait, like, is so
no, that gets yeah, into I was gonna there's say, Romeo and Juliet laws and stuff like that too. So,
oh my God, don't bring Shakespeare into this.
That's what the laws are called. That's really what they're like.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, like you can consent as a 16-year-old to have sex with another 16-year-old or a 17-year-old. Yeah. But like once you have sex with an 18 and above, you can get at you. Their parents.
It still goes into the specific state's laws.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not that familiar, so.
No. I've never heard a word about that. Anyway, what bothers me the most about this is that the administrator said that they had no idea that this was happening. So who's looking over the teacher's curriculum? Like, who doesn't the teacher have to submit like an outline of what they're
going
to be
teaching?
Are you
guys sure you don't want those cameras in the classroom?
Okay, but again, say you assign this book is on your syllabus.
Yeah.
Someone Googles the book. They are probably not going to look up the whole list of all the prompts.
For sure.
They're probably going to look at the summary of it, which is, here are writing prompts to get your noodle cooking or something. You
sure,
know?
Sure.
So, like, they probably didn't know what stuff was in here, you know?
Yeah, so like I said, someone just fucking went and just picked it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, like, dude, I feel like we're getting to a point in, I don't even know what to, I'm going to call it censorship because that's just, I don't have a better word to call it.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, when we say that a book is off limits kind of thing, specifically for college, you know, I understand like appropriate versus inappropriate.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, I'm sorry. If a person is in college, no book should be off limits, man. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if we're talking about the Bible versus the anarchist cookbook.
I was going to say anarchist cookbook.
Yeah. But my point is it's like, dude, it might inspire, it might, you know, do this, that, and the other, but the person that is reading it has to, like, take that information in and act on it. Kind of thing.
And man, I will also say, as a person who has done 40 billion writing assignments, this is the kind of thing that I'm going to tell my friends that are not in the class about because I'm excited to write this fucking prompt, you know? Like, hey, look what I got to write for college credit. This rules.
And also, let's say that these are the 10 worst fucking, not worst, but like most risque, like fucking prompts.
Yeah.
Out of 642, so we've got 632 prompts,
right?
That would potentially be really fucking fire prompts.
Like one of them said, what? "Shit, I wish I didn't close it." There's a couple like PDF files of this you can just read online.
Yeah.
One of them is choose how you will die. Cool. One of them is what's your city going to be like in 100 years. One of them was what's your dog's most recent dream? Like,
yeah.
Harmless.
Well, no, and but it's one of these things that when we start down this path, man, it's a fucking slippery slope. And then it's like, well, if that can be, you know, outlawed or whatever, then why can't this? Yeah. And it's like, dude, I disagree with it. Yeah. I disagree with it. So
I will die on the hill that I think a college course being taught in a high school still should count as a college course and. Mm. I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think there could be writing prompts that you could maybe argue this better for. Like, say if it was like, write a letter convincing an 11-year-old to suck your dick. Like, well, no, we're not doing that one.
Well, and so the other thing is one of these is actually calling for illegal activity, which is drink a beer, write about the taste.
True.
Legally... Obviously, nobody in fucking high school, and normally the first half of I'm not a fucking idiot. Hell, I was drinking at 18. So, but point is it shouldn't be condoned by our education system.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
My final stance on this is that I don't have enough information to really be against it or for it because I don't know if someone just picked it apart. I don't know if these specific 10 that you mentioned, Allie, were the ones that were assigned. Like, if those were specifically assigned to the class, then yeah, I could see a problem with it. Mm. But if they're just in the book and, you know, the school ordered the book as an aid to help students write, then I don't see a problem.
That's with it. How this reads to me, but I'm not sure.
I think you put that pretty accurately for how I feel, Larry.
And plus, I think it's a totally different tone being like, here's this book of 642 prompts, pick a couple and write from, versus here is this bulleted list of problematic prompts, write a couple of these. Totally different vibes.
Here's this list of prompts. Let's get weird, class.
And then, of course, the news article is saying... Teachers gave children a writing prompt to write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom. That's not how the even the story reads. Like,
yeah.
So
no, I that well, that's complete clickbait.
Yeah.
But it is,
but well, I
no, but I like that. No, this
Mary
is, this
sent
is
me this today, and I was like, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, we're talking
like
about this
that
one.
I like that. I like that.
And we're about to get even more heated, and specifically Allie, because what does Allie hate the most?
I don't know.
Is a man telling a woman what to do with her fucking body, right? Mm,
I was going to just say men, but that's probably this is good too.
Specifically, apparently specifically white men. I don't know. Man who called women's swimsuits pornography loses his job.
I'm so glad you brought this. Cause
I carried this over from last week.
Because I asked you to.
Yeah. Allie, Allie wanted to hear it. And
I got to click on it.
I didn't have time to cover it last week. Yeah. So essentially what ended up happening is this guy whose name is, what is his name? Logan Dorn.
His name is Chad McChatterson.
No, just kidding. Chad McKyle. Logan here was at a beach in...
Logan's not much better. Sorry, anyway.
He was in Fort Collins, Colorado at a beach when he saw a few women, which, by the way, were 18 years old. So then again, we come to this young age, right? Yeah. That were wearing swimsuits. And he took it upon himself to confront these women by saying that they needed to take young eyes into consideration, as they don't need to see pornography referring to their bikinis, right? Mm. He also said, if men of God don't stand up, then our society is going to go down the drain because there is no morality. So this motherfucker is already just digging himself a hole. Yeah. So he comes up to these young women.
Hey, man, he doesn't speak for all us dudes.
He comes up to these young women and say, hey, I need you to consider everyone else's feelings because God, this.
Yeah.
And God sent me on this mission to make sure that everyone around me is safe. So, of course, like everything else is nowadays, it was filmed.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the videos?
This isn't Logan Dorn.
I haven't watched the videos.
This is fucking Fred Durst.
Okay, the first thing of this that I saw was a TikTok guy that I watch, like, spliced this dude telling these women, like, no, I don't know if it was the first one was the video of the dude telling the girls that, or if it was him making fun of his apology, but he was like picking it apart line by line. I was like, oh, this is delicious. What is this? So then I find the video of the guy telling the girls, like, what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Then I find the, like a few videos of him being like, okay, now this is going viral. And I just want to say that as a man of God, then I found the girls posting the videos that they took. And then, like, further videos to be like, here are the swimsuits we are wearing. Like, not even a thong bottom. Like,
I mean,
just a bikini. And they said there were multiple people in bikinis on this beach.
I thought last week we came to the conclusion that it was bikini because it's two pieces.
It is bikini.
Oh my god, not pronounced though.
But it's, yeah.
No.
Okay, I was like,
swing and a miss.
Sorry.
But then.
I was like, wait a second. Not computing. Sorry.
But the girls.
Too many corona familiar.
While he is saying this stuff to them, they're like, please leave us alone. Like, please go away. We're not bothering anybody. We're not doing anything. And he's basically like, you're bothering me being mostly naked in your swimsuits. Like, no.
I can see your tummy, and I can see your biceps.
Sorry that my body makes you uncomfortable.
Like, One of them started being like, if you're so worried about God, I'm pretty sure he said, if seeing women's bodies tempt you, pluck out your own fucking eyes. Maybe I'm paraphrasing a little, but the fucking part. Otherwise, that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so these 18-year-old women shared it to their TikTok accounts. Yeah. It has been viewed more than 2.5 million times, and then the follow-up video has been viewed more than 1 million times.
By the time I saw the start of all this, he had disabled comments on all of his TikToks.
Of course he did. So it wasn't until he went viral that dude was like, I am not going to apologize for this. Like, so he stood his ground, yeah. right? And then turns out that he works for a construction company, and the construction company ended up getting wind of it. Like, I think it was posted to their Facebook page. Somebody posted it to them. Mm-hmm. And they ended up firing him.
So I can't do the clap emoji in between each word that I'm going to say right now. But if you think that shit that you fucking post on social media is just going to be seen by like a select few, you're a fucking idiot.
Those would have been a lot of claps.
Hey, thank you. Honestly, I would have done it between like each syllable, but my God, it would have been like a 10-minute segment. So
the company, this construction company, they just released an array of fucking, you know, public statements that were like, this doesn't represent us. This is not what we stand for. We are conducting an investigation, and we want to let you know that he is immediately terminated. This stands against everything that we believe, whatever, like the normal normal corporate, you know, fucking let's disconnect ourselves from this.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
The funny part about this though, is the name of the construction company. It's called Mighty Hands Construction.
And wait a second. Here's their video.
No.
To me, it sounds like it's a very religious construction company.
Yeah.
Mighty Hand. I mean, the Mighty Hand. Yeah. Come on.
I'm looking into him. Never mind.
So dude went back and he said he never references termination. He just goes on and says, quote, there's a lot of allegations and accusations coming out about me. That I'm just going to speak the truth over and let people
know who
I actually am.
Just letting you know.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the four values that they list: faith, respect, truth, integrity. So, and they immediately launch into, you know, which respect, whatever.
And they named their company based off of Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might.
Jacking off here or what?
There are a lot of fun jokes to make about that.
Oh man,
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Even though I don't need to clear my name, God will vindicate me. Of course, here are the things that have been said about me: that I have had kids out of wedlock, that I am an abusive father or husband, that I was made to go confront them, and that I sexually harassed them, and when I adjusted my shorts, it was because I was actually turned on and I was trying to hide something.
Can I call him out on something real quick?
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Clean your fucking goatee up, you sloppy fuck, man. Like, I'm sorry. Goatees are not difficult to maintain. I did it in fucking high school, dude. And I was a newly pubescent fucking, like, weirdo. And my goatee looked better than this fucker's. So
he also talks about this downcline of morality. And when I was watching, I was like, downcline? That's not a word.
No. Words are hard.
He says that there need to be more men of God to speak and stand on the truth, and especially with women too. I mean, if it's my calling, and if my calling with that comes with persecution, then let it be. If it comes with humiliation and losing my reputation, then let it be. Jesus is worthy of it. I will continue to speak the truth.
Can I just do a call back to what we're talking about? We're talking about a dude that rolled up on the beach. On the beach, right?
Beach.
Yep. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
To some women that are wearing bikinis. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They need to be modest, Daniel.
I'm not going to lie. Maybe this dude is missing his calling with the like Amish community or something. He's like, you want to know my kink? Ankles. Elbows.
The girls were seriously like please go away. Yeah. Like, please leave us alone. Like,
no, dude, this is just silly. This is social media. This is what this is, dude. It's this fool.
Is someone like, mind your own goddamn business.
Yeah, yeah, these girls aren't doing anything.
Agreed.
They're in swimsuits. Like, they weren't like topless at a non-nude beach.
Yeah, or, thank you.
Like,
yeah, or like you even said, they're normal bikinis. And
even if they were thongs,
don't care. Yeah. I'm sorry, that's legal.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Do you have butt cheeks? Do I have butt cheeks? Pretty sure. Do I want to show them? No.
We will not be acknowledging butt cheeks.
Yes.
How fucking dare.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that's just this dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
If you keep scrolling down to the next article, I wanted to cover the next one, and I was like, I don't know if I want to do those back to back.
Hey. How about I...
Daniel, is this you? Is this you that broke into these women's houses?
Hey, I just realized, look at the time. We got to wrap this episode. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, dang. I was like, what? We just started.
No. How about we keep it in kind of the same vein?
All right.
And cruise on to about how... I'm sorry. Did you have any more?
No, that was it.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, let me tell you about how The Guardian was writing about how one lady was worried about her husband's porn use and ruining his sex drive.
Is this a horny episode?
Yes.
Honestly,
I've got a couple Slate things. Like,
can I just say that I'm really glad Allie's phone only gets me from the waist up. Because my God, man, from the beginning of this episode, I was taken from 6 to 12 at about 0.2. So this was, and I actually started talking to Megan about this, and I was like, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm a male. I watch porn. Do I do it all the fucking time? No. Do I do it occasionally? Yes. You know? Anyway, when I married... Sorry.
Whoa.
Now I'm getting into the article. Just because I realized that I was about to read the line, when I married my husband. Megan is a female. But anyway, when I married my husband, one of the conditions was no pornography. All right. And excuse me, Poppy.
You know, it's a classic. So in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, don't ever look at porn.
Yes.
I vow to be your... that's classic.
Yeah, no, honestly. Mm-hmm. So you wrote... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, same
I got it.
That's in the Bible,
real
man.
Quick,
do I need to ask Logan?
I believe it's pronounced
Bible.
I used
to have this friend...
No, I'm just
kidding. I used to have this friend who whose dad... All he did was watch porn.
Oh,
but okay.
So
yeah. How did you
when
know
I would
that?
Go, because I would go over to his house and his dad would be watching porn in the living room,
just in front
of
everybody.
What?
Yeah, you know, his wife would be cooking dinner or whatever, and then the dad is just watching porn all day.
Is he jerking it?
Wait, did you say? Did you say a friend? Like you guys would roll in from like school, kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a buddy of mine. Like, his dad would just have porn on all the time. That's all he watched.
Larry, your life makes a lot more sense to us now. No, just kidding.
I am blown away by even imagining that.
No, I can't even imagine that.
And, like, he just acted like it was... his normal shit. Like,
just watching Wheel of Fortune.
He's like, I'm watching Wheel of Fortune.
Watching Anal Whores 3, you know. Like we do.
Just walk but in
stuff
and it's like,
eight.
Bam.
What, you haven't seen the
all
first
right.
seven?
Fucking ass to mouth right there. Oh, so you're
what?
Making what for dinner?
Oh my
meatloaf?
God.
Cool.
No, beef now, stroganoff.
The fuck is this on the TV, Karen? Like, come on.
What? Wait, time out. For some context, how old were you?
I was in middle
school. No!
Holy shit.
Okay, wait. At the time, did you think his dad just absolutely ruled?
I didn't know what to think about it.
Did you guys just like cruise through and like go to your buddy's like room to like hang out, or were you guys like, hey, how was your day?
We would hang out like some tetes. It was like a normal fucking household. I would come over. They would have a conversation. We were sitting in the living room. His dad would sit there and like he would light up a joint and he'd smoke it or whatever.
Wait a second. Larry, you are fucking just cruising over details. That it's like, listen, they're fucking getting high, looking at porn, and you're in middle school. And they're,
hey,
you're
boys, y'all are teenagers now, right? Y'all want a line of ketamine?
He's like, I'm going to finish this joint. Then I'm going to fucking KO with the best of them.
He would be sitting in his recliner, and like I said, my friend's mom would just be doing random shit. Sometimes she'd be sitting on the couch, and just porn is on all the fucking time. I never saw him watching anything else but porn. Nothing but porn played in the house.
God, I don't even... Can we just stop the episode? Honestly, I think I'm done.
Larry, once again, you've ruined the episode.
David, Larry's like, are we just going like super sexual? Let me fucking tell you about my fucking childhood.
Man.
Anyway, so God. This woman.
Yeah, let's try to get back on to this.
I don't even know if I want to cover this because literally I want to dive further into what the fuck your childhood entailed.
Get the dad. Have him guest on the podcast next week.
He passed. So, yeah.
I hope they buried him with a couple of his favorite books.
God damn it.
All right. I will. I'll bring us back in. Okay. This is the Tether Radio podcast. We're not on Untethered quite yet. So when I married my husband...
You're reading the article. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that, like, I'm really trying to get over what I was just told. Because for all the listeners out there, this, I'm not fucking kidding you. This has never been discussed prior to this, and I can't believe that this is...
Larry just threw that out everybody.
Yeah, and he's like,
friend.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was, right, they were having a normal discussion right after he sparked up a joint, and I'm like... I'm sorry. Like, when I hung out at my friends' houses, like, we watched cartoons, and, like, if we were lucky, we got some, like, fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Not, like, a face full of titties and some, like, secondhand weed smoke. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Idiot.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right. So. All right.
You can do this. You got this. All right.
We got this. All right. So, when I'm coming back to the article... I'm worried my husband's porn use has ruined his sex drive. When I married my husband, one of the conditions was no pornography. We've been married 25 years. In 2018, I discovered my husband had been watching porn regularly for 6 years.
What's regularly? Like, how much do you
know? Not as regularly as your friend's dad.
What if it's... Oh, no, never mind. I was going to say, what if it's his friend's dad? But anyway, he doesn't live in the UK. So.
No, okay.
I discovered my husband had been watching porn regularly for 6 years. I found out because it gave him erectile dysfunction. I've actually heard of this, like this desensitization of like whatever. You get like weird into these different like kinks and shit, and then it's like the normal stuff doesn't really do it for you.
I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, dude, just the other day, Megan and I was like, dude, just put the fucking furry costume on. It'll work.
The only way I can keep it up is with the furry costume.
I was like, no, not Sonic. Knuckles. I need Knuckles.
By the way, I need you to be two knuckles deep in me.
Oh, no. Okay.
And I need you to finger bang my balloon now. So he said he'd give it up, which he did for 18 months. Then he started again. I was furious.
Who thinks he really gave it up for 18 months?
Nobody. Did he ever give it up?
no.
The question is, she discovered it in 2018. Had he ever stopped watching it?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Thank you. No. Thank you. No. So she said, I found out because it gave him erectile dysfunction. Then he started again after the 18 months. I was furious. We went to counseling. My husband only wants to have what I consider lazy sex.
Whoa. Hold on, Susan.
Oh, no.
Maybe you're too kinky for your fucking husband. Maybe he watches like soft core, you know, gentle porn.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that can get him off. And she
like more
wants
sensual
fucking
stuff.
She wants fucking choking and
nipple clamps
hanging from choke hanging from the ceiling fan while you jerk off.
Yeah. No, you know, I've always lost consciousness and I'm done.
Oh my god!
Sorry, I don't know what this episode has turned into.
I was
but
just thinking. Sometimes I think about like if podcasts worked like TV channels and you could just flip through and pick up while one was going. If someone picked through and like landed on our podcast right when we're like, go Nick knuckles deep in my balloon knot or whatever, and they're like, oh no, I'm just gonna skip that one.
Jesus.
No.
Can we do balloon knot for
balloon knot? Yeah.
It's balloon because that's knot.
I think we're gonna have to call this whole episode "Get the Hose" because it's just a horny right. episode.
I'm writing it down right now.
A little late, but if you happen to work outside and listen to this episode oh, out loud on your phone, you may not want to do that.
So he wants sex only when he wakes up with an erection, which that is just, I have told him that it's important to me to make love and have sex at night too. I'm concerned the past long-term regular porn use has affected his desire for intimacy and lovemaking, since he wants sex only when he has already got a hard-on. It makes me feel like I don't turn him on. All right. So let's all dive right into this shit before we get into the... And that's why I legitimately put... Because I just stumbled upon this shit... Allie brings some fucking really good shit from Slate.
Yeah.
And so I put as my note, look out, Slate.
Okay, two solutions.
Yeah.
Fucking Blue Chew. All right. And then just put like some porn in the background and there you go. Problem solved.
Well, so he only wants to bang apparently in the morning.
When it's easier for him because he's already
yeah,
hard.
Exactly. So it sounds like he so really is just like, you know. It does sound kind of lazy.
She is rightfully so emotionally. She rightfully feels that he's emotionally detached from their sexual, their sex life.
Yeah.
Which I understand how, like I get why she would feel that mm-hmm. way.
Yeah. Or maybe even physically detached from it. If like,
yeah,
he only wants sex when he wakes up and is like, well, there's this.
Well, so Megan and I were actually talking about this in regards to the difference between dudes and girls and having sex, that it's like, it is so more simplistic. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, if I misspeak or I don't want to speak for both of us, I'm speaking for myself. If you know, whatever. So, but point is like, dude, if, it is a lot easier for a dude to get his rocks off than a woman. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. Well,
no?
Depends. Yes. 99, no, I'm going to say 95% of the time, yes.
Okay. Allie? But wait, because I are. No offense, Larry.
There are some women that are just as sensitive
yeah.
and can have multiple orgasms with minimal, like,
you yeah, know. Like minimal fucking. There you go.
No,
yeah.
But you don't have to orgasm to have had good sex.
Okay, like, so it can feel good.
It doesn't
good,
count unless you
like,
orgasm.
It doesn't count unless you orgasm.
Yeah,
I probably know a lot of virgins still then.
Shots fired.
No, just no.
Whoa.
No, that's an ISO. That is an ISO.
Get the fucking air horn ready. Sally's coming out.
No. We got to fucking halt the fucking presses. I love this. No, but this is great because no shit. This is one of these things that I feel like I'm talking to two people that also don't feel like weird talking about this shit.
Yeah.
Because we come from a generation that it's, I mean, it's, dude, hell, it's pumped into everything.
Yeah, it is.
That we...
we are a super sexual generation. Yes,
we are. And just, I think we try to destigmatize a ton of stuff. Like talking about sex, talking about salary, talking about mental health, talking about, you know, any kind of stuff.
A lot of shit that is on the table now that previously was seen as like taboo kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but it's one of these things that like, I just feel like this is more a communication thing in my opinion. And the only reason that I say that is because it's like, dude, okay, if he wants to fucking watch porn, then he needs to talk to his wife and be like, look, this is porn. Porn satisfies a different thing than fucking like intimacy with a human.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Fucking hard stop, dude. Because
I wonder if he doesn't talk to her about it.
No.
Hard
show
stop.
Title. Hard stop. Hard
I'm
stop.
Trying not to pick apart every single thing that we could butt head laugh after.
I said hard stop, and Allie didn't say a fucking word.
She just Cheshire Cat grinned.
Yeah, she Cheshire Cat grinned and then looked down at the computer. And I was like, yeah.
I wonder if like the reason why he doesn't want to communicate with her is because she, like right off the rip, she was like, no porn.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't want to deal with it.
I'm going to say the easy answer is that this is not an easy answer and this couple needs fucking therapy.
Yeah. No, and I completely agree.
They obviously don't see eye to eye.
No, they don't. And they haven't.
Yeah.
For fucking 25 years. So.
Okay. So now I'm thinking that the couple is they're the age of this fucking stock photo that is on the article. Mm-hmm. So I'm picturing them like in their 50s.
I would guess that they got married in at around their mid 20s, roughly. Mid to late 20s, right?
Wait, is that the couple in the
No. Oh, it's okay. Definitely not a stock photo.
It's a Getty photo.
Yeah. So we'll say so they're in their 50s, roughly. Early 40s, 50s.
How long have they been married total?
25 years.
25.
25 years?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not fixing this.
You don't think so?
25 years?
No, but I think that it's they haven't even attempted to deal with it. Like, she didn't even...
Has it been going on this whole time?
Well, and that's the thing, is like she said, I discovered in 2018, so...
6 years, Allie. 6 years.
Where did we get 6 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
He was doing it for 6 years regularly.
Yeah. Oh, he was watching. She found porn out in 2018. For 6 years. In 2018, he had been watching porn regularly for 6 years.
Why? How did she find out it was 6 years? That's how long they've been
because
married.
Because he said that.
Oh, and we also believe him when he says he quit for a year and a half.
No, which we don't.
That's where I was trying to go with all
that. And I agree. Because obviously there's a fucking trust thing going on here. Yeah. And in my opinion, trust is a fucking, that's very hard to regain once you lose it in a relationship. So.
Yeah.
I don't think that he ever gave it up.
No.
So let's dive into what was recommended. How about that?
Okay.
And then we can...
Can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. So, and I was trying to remember. Okay, so Pamela Stevenson Connolly is a U.S.-based psychotherapist who specializes in treating sexual disorders. So she is responding to this. This is not necessarily about you or your husband's desire or lack thereof for, or I'm sorry, or lack of it for you. and his pornography use may not be related to his needs regarding the timing of sex with you. Many men are so afraid of not being able to achieve an erection that they approach their partners for sex only when they're already aroused. And for him, that may be mornings only. Okay. Pornography use can certainly affect a person's ability to be truly intimate in a relationship, but your husband's pornography use may rather be related to a struggle with feelings of performance pressure. So, he's not watching porn while he sleeps. And he's only getting aroused in the morning, which is fucking common among dudes.
So. Yeah, but it's also it's
exactly.
It's also the most, in my opinion, the most like uncomfortable and sometimes painful time to like actually have sex, because usually you wake up with a boner and you have to piss so bad. I don't know if that's just me.
Well, no, I mean, sometimes, dude, yes. I completely agree. Sometimes I had a dream the other night, like, to fucking bring things into reality. Are you familiar with Olivia Munn?
Yes.
Love her. I had a dream about Olivia Munn the other night, and I woke up with a boner. And I was just like...
John Mulaney has entered the chat.
No, but it was just like... I mean, I had to piss, but the boner wasn't about pissing.
Yeah, no, but like, just okay. Walk along with me on this one. You wake up, you have a hard on, and you have to piss. So now you're having to do all these motions while like having to piss so bad, because it's just not enjoyable.
Yeah, no, I dig. I'm picking up what you're putting down, friend. They go on, or she goes on to talk about how basically he might be dealing with feelings of performance pressure. Unfortunately, you may be aggravating that pressure. Try to be more gentle with him. Pornography use is extremely common, which it really is, man. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I'm just going to say, yeah. Unless it is compulsive to a degree where it seriously interferes with a person's life, it will probably not detract from his ability to maintain a sexual relationship with someone. I hear that you are craving true intimacy, but this will not happen without a better relationship connection generally. Agree with that wholeheartedly. Find a way to listen to his struggles and resolve your anger. And break the impasse of, is that impasse?
I think it's pronounced impasse.
Impasse, okay. Of fury and withholding that is the true barrier to intimacy here. So, man, I think that a couple things, obviously. I think that she needs to fucking loosen up, in my opinion. I think that he needs to be more truthful with her, because obviously this is...
Communication's a factor.
Thank you. And honestly,
probably the biggest factor.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like, dude, women and men, worst fucking communicators between each other ever.
Yeah, period. Usually, yeah.
Hard.
Yeah,
fucking because stop,
men, dude. Men speak in fewer words than women.
True. Like, but I would say that both parties sometimes struggle to actually tell the other person what they mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, for example, you are a literal fucking to the point type of guy.
I am. I'm
so
like,
sometimes you have to explain. Sometimes, like even on here, we have to explain to you. No, that's not what we meant. And you're like, oh, well, you said it this way, so I literally took it this way. So when you have someone that communicates that way, and then you have a person that like digs deeper into what someone says to them. You know, there's going to be this off balance of communication, because you're saying something and that's exactly what you mean. And the other person may be trying to read into it a little bit too much. And that creates a problem.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
I just.
So this has been relationship advice with Larry.
No, like, but I just love talking about this shit, because it's like, dude, How often have you guys talked to, like, friends, family, who the fuck ever, about, like, things like this that it's, like, maybe not, like, pornography, but just, like, fucking communication between, like, spouses, couples, partners, whatever the hell, you know?
I'll tell you this. I am awesome at giving advice, but I fucking suck at taking my
own. Oh, dude. Yeah, I know. Dude. So, why do you think we had kids, nah, man? Do as I say, not as I do. No. No, I feel your pain, brother. Like, honestly. So, yeah, I don't have a whole lot else to say about this. Anybody else want to get the last word or anything, or should we cruise?
I mean, we can cruise into a fucking
game. I don't want to beat a dead dick.
Oh, no.
Well, let's talk.
Sorry.
Let's get the gimp suit on.
All right.
Damn, let's it. Put it's on not, the gimp suit. No, I'm not no. ready to finish the.
No, this is a real story Larry has.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was going to say. Gimp suit in the headline.
I'm not ready for the end of the episode. My gimp suit's still in the closet.
I read this. I saw this last week, and I was like, has Daniel been to fucking the UK lately?
Oh, no.
Daniel, is this you?
I plead the fifth.
Residents fear man in gimp suit who terrorized the village has returned. So there's a lot to unpack here. There's this guy in the UK who... Fuck, this shit started, what, in 2000, I believe, 2019. Yeah, July 2019. A guy was walking around a neighborhood in a fucking gimp suit that looks like he has a purge mask on. Because if you look at the images, if you look at the images on here, this motherfucker walked around terrorizing the neighborhood because anytime that he would see someone, he would, like, fucking grope himself and shit. So the sighting has sparked fresh concern that the Gimp Man might have returned.
The Gimp Man. I'm the Gimp Man. Sorry.
Oh, man. So prior to the last incident, police received 14 reports of a man approaching people while wearing disguises. Officers are trying to establish whether the fresh encounter could be linked to those before it, which, like I said, was in July of 2019. The so-called Gimp Man was last spotted when he charged at a 25-year-old person named Abai. Recounting her experience, she said to the BBC, BBC, I would never forgive myself if this happened to someone else and I hadn't said anything. I was walking along with my torch, her fucking flashlight. Get over it,
Britain. Torch is way cooler.
And looked up to see someone charging at me in a full black rubbery suit and managed to take a picture. He kept coming towards me and was touching his penis or touching his groin, grunting and breathing heavily.
He had to have been breathing really heavily through the fucking rubber mask.
In order for you to hear him in a fucking gimp suit. Oh my god.
Are you sure this isn't just a dark version of the DJ Marshmallow?
I don't know. But
I'm just guessing. I mean, it looks like it. I'm just
this motherfucker. Is this illegal?
The face is so cursed. I feel like the face on the mask is worse than the gimp suit somehow.
I just want to know if this is illegal in any kind of way.
I don't know.
Is it illegal to walk around? Cause he doesn't flash.
I suppose
anyone.
You could call this some sort of harassment or something. Just groping yourself at someone. Like, I feel like that's some sort of threatening thing. Like, I don't know. It's got to be. It's not good.
What do you think?
It's
Daniel?
Not good.
What?
Do you think that someone in a gimp suit running at people, not touching them, and just groping their fucking package and grunting and breathing heavily? You think that's illegal?
I would say it's maybe sexual harassment.
Yeah, I would think that it's some kind of. God, I know it would be. It has to be something, because the problem is like, okay, for instance, you could say if someone came at you and you had a firearm, you felt like you feared for your life and you shot them, kind of thing. So how do you not know that some kind of that feeling, you know, not that you feared for your life, but that it's like, I feel violated, kind of thing.
If someone run at me with in a goddamn gimp suit and started touching himself, I'd probably run back at him and kick him in the balls.
Well, I'd just be like,
I feel like there's an implied threat there.
Especially.
Also, how has this guy not been caught? Like, I've never, Daniel, I know you've been in a gimp suit before. Posting
photo pictures and be like, have you seen this man?
No. Like, honestly, I would just prefer if, can we move on? No, just kidding.
I've known you've been in one before, but like, how hard is it to take one off?
No comment.
I feel like it would be you guys are guys. I feel like it would be like
a jumper
taking off a wet one-piece swimsuit and then trying to put it back on. Like, it would be like that, or probably
worse. It would be okay. So
also, do you just like creak and when you walk, like,
well,
are you just
I have running tights.
This fucking sounded leather. Well, no, just
I have running tights for like winter or whatever. And they're difficult enough to get on, so I can't imagine.
Dude, those are just Megan's leggings. You can stop pretending.
Well, I didn't tell you about my heels. No, oh, but I just don't understand. Like, my question is, what does this dude get like? Is he over there, like, getting his rocks off? Because he's like, let me just tell you, I'm wearing this suit, and I'm running up, and I'm grabbing my shit. It's like, what?
I don't
what,
I mean, what know, is
he,
man.
Maybe he has
what
something does he get? For, like, freaking women out, and then maybe he's doing just to be a nuisance, okay. Or maybe he's doing it as, like, this is what gets him off.
Is he only running up to women?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is the purpose of a gimp suit?
That's not my kink.
Well,
I don't
dude,
know.
That's fucking like S&M shit. So. Yeah. I mean.
So like what? I mean,
Megan, come in here and answer what the purpose. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, I'll Google what is a gimp suit for. Hold on.
No, it's submissive thing that it's like, you know, like it's you like to be dominated. Like, that's the whole.
So it takes away your identity and any.
It like restricts you. Can't really you. Do it restricts you. Like that's the whole face being covered. Like, I don't know if I've ever seen a gimp suit without like some kind of like gag ball like combo kind of thing. You know,
I have ruined my Google history, man. Like, I just
the FBI.
It's in the name
the
of
FBI
research.
Called. They want their
no. Like, officer, you got to understand. Just listen to the podcast and you will 100 like everything that I search will check out like 100%.
For God's sakes, our last episode was called Balloon Knot. No, I'm just kidding.
A gimp is somebody whose sexual fetish is to wear this stupid suit.
That really doesn't explain much.
But it doesn't restrict you, like, your movement and stuff a whole lot.
Yeah, but you can't really fuck in it, right? Because you're fully encased.
Well, depends.
In.
Is the crotch cut out?
See, I didn't think about that. I thought that wasn't an option.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see...
Watched American Horror Story.
Yeah, that's literally what I was
going to... That's what this result is like explaining...
That it's just like being into that shit, like this leather-suited, like, whatever, you know?
Leather that's daddies, so if you're weird. Listening, explain this to us.
Yeah.
Leather daddies?
That's a whole thing.
That's totally a fucking term.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hot dog. Some of these are expensive.
Wait a second. All right. Now that Larry acted so surprised about the term leather daddy, episode title?
We are not naming it leather daddy. No.
Can we call it leather Danny?
No, just kidding. How much is a gimp suit?
There's all different prices. Yeah. There's one that's real genuine leather. I think it's a hood, and it's $250 on Etsy.
No, they're expensive, man. Like, they're legit things.
But you can get one on Amazon for $30.
But that's pleather.
Anyway, I've been trying to come up with my Halloween costume.
Shit. Holy but hell. Just as an honorable mention, because I don't really have much for this gimp guy. I just thought it was fucking hilarious. As an honorable mention, the Lad Bible is fucking great because it continues on with different articles. If you keep scrolling down on this article, it comes up with another story. And the title says, "Lawyer says man who stole Viagra is not a hardened criminal." Like, come on.
God.
Like,
God.
Just play with the fucking words. Man. I don't even want to read this.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, does anybody have a short one to wrap us with? Or we can just wrap. Because we're getting there for the regular episode.
I'll do a quick one from Slate. Because we can't just leave Slate on the table.
No, of course not.
for a change, I'm going to read you the answer before the question.
Ooh, I like it.
You are Jeopardy okay. style. You are okay. It is okay to use your husband's large strap-on regularly.
This is a horny episode.
God, what happened? What happened to us?
What is this shit now?
I feel like this one is going to be a hit. Like, everybody's going to be like, what was wrong with that episode? And can you do more horny episodes?
And the answer is nothing, and you're welcome.
They just kind of come naturally, you see?
So this lady says, my husband and I have been married for more than 25 years, have a good marriage, couple kids, got a couple cats, got a house, nothing out of the ordinary, and our sex life is also nothing out of the ordinary. Then she says her husband is not particularly well endowed. He's not unusually small, but over the few dudes that she's banged, he's on the smaller end. Only a few positions work for them, and that doesn't bother her, but it bothers him. So he went out and bought himself a large strap-on dildo that's hollow on one end so he can wear it. So he's like, Ethel, look what I have purchased.
Ethel,
look at my new cock.
My God.
So it was a little surprising to me when he told me about it and then showed it to me. And it was big, so I was not sure if I was going to like it. So she basically says they use lube. It is still too much. It's not working out. And then, like,
God, that sounds painful.
Yeah. Then he...
Does it make him feel more like...
I think so. Confident? I think so. He seems into it.
I mean, time out, Leary. I don't know how big your dick is, but it's not like I'm a fucking swinger. So my question is, if you had a bigger dick, would it not make you feel like more...
But you don't. You're wearing a bigger faux dick.
I understand how this works. But my point is like, dude, if it does it for his, like, ego, or not ego, but what is the fucking term that I'm looking for? Holy.
Pride?
Yeah. No, yeah. Not pride. Like, his confidence. Yeah, confidence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it's a win-win. But it sounds like it's too big for her.
So. Well, it was, and she didn't like it the first time. It was painful to the point of asking him to stop, and that kind of ruined that whole sex session.
Yeah.
Later on, he asked to try it again and said he had read up on how to use it better. My man has got a worse Google history than me, okay? Yeah, this guy here being like, how do I fuck with my new fake big cock? for her pleasure.
Yeah, right.
What is the size?
She doesn't say. I want to know.
God.
So, now...
All right, let's take guesses. Length and girth.
We're not going to know.
Oh, let's take guesses.
But we're not going to know if we're right.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it's not a bet.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, thank you. All right, so.
I guess at this point, we're just exposing what we think is big. I'm holding my hands up,
and I'm expanding them.
You're going to have to open the door.
All right. I just literally had my hands as far apart as they could go, and Allie said no.
Anyway, Larger than Daniel's wingspan. Okay, so he reads up how to do it. It still hurts a little, but he went slow. It wasn't so bad. They got better at it, and now it's really good, and she really likes it. and he always asks if she wants to use it. He's gotten a lot better, and he loves her quotes here, having a big cock. And she really likes it. He seems to like that she likes it. They're doing new positions. Now she's like, I worry that I'm liking it too much.
Why?
Man, just enjoy things.
No, that's like, honestly,
like, goddamn, Ethel, just enjoy things.
This is the happiest that I've been.
Yeah.
In a while, just reading about a dude that puts a fucking strap on his own dick.
Ethel, just take my fake dick and enjoy it. God.
Like, that's awesome.
Wait, is this the same couple from Daniel's story?
Like, they've been married 25 years?
Yeah. I
know. She was like, I wasn't into porn, but strap-ons, hell yeah.
Maybe this couple needs to give advice to the other couple and be like, listen.
If he can't get it up, get all he needs a is strap-on.
There you go.
Man, we are here solving the world's problems.
God, fuck yeah. Get a radio.
Problem solved.
Yeah, for the win.
And the answer was basically, well, her question is, I feel like I'm desensitized to his penis because I'm used to the big one.
Yeah.
And basically, like, after, well, I mean, is that, after
that's true,
she,
right?
Well, after she orgasms and then it's his turn, she says she's not as into it.
Yeah, because it's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway at that point.
No. But anyway, the people on Slate are like, it's fine. Like, it's you're fine.
In today's game session.
Oh, my God. And then it's like, you should practice some, like, kegels and stuff, and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what?
Yeah.
What?
My man.
What is this? What are we doing?
What are we doing here? God. Well, that's awesome that, like, I don't know. Man. It seems like they're happy.
Can you imagine being married for 25 years and poor,
No.
Wait,
Oh, you had more.
You
just imagine being married for 25 years.
Like, and can't you just imagine? And then he's just like, oh, good. Oh, good. Troy's home. Hey, Troy. Did you have a good. You went to the store? What did you. It's Troy.
And yeah, then we're. Yeah. Ethel, I picked this up at the store. Let me just put. It's Velcro.
Oh, we're gonna. That's going in here.
It's over.
Like, you're just used to, like, it's Wednesday. Weren't you gonna pick up a pot roast? Like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
I got your pot roast baby.
I got your pot roast hanging.
Oh,
just the swinging.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. That's fucking awesome. Oh my God.
What has this episode been? Just go light yourself a cigarette.
Time out. Time out. You know what this episode has been? I don't know about you guys. This has been fucking fun as shit. Holy
emphasis on
fuck.
Fucking.
Oh my God.
Okay. Should we call amazing. It? How long are we?
Yeah.
How long is it, y'all?
Oh my God. Just long enough.
Around 1:30.
Yeah, just enough to get the job done. Yeah, I vote we wrap and go into Untethered.
Okay.
Is that cool?
I will wrap it since you
wrap?
Don't have your GIMP suit out just yet.
Thank you. Honestly, it's being laundered. So
it needed it. It smelled up the whole upstairs, honestly.
I'm not going to lie. Last weekend was a doozy.
So here goes Allie putting on her fucking lolly costume.
Oh no! That took me a second. Okay.
Take it away.
Let me get my nipple clamps out here.
Oh, okay. Yes! I knew you had a pair too.
If you have thoughts, if you just want to ask us what the hell is wrong with us, you can email us at tetherradio@gmail.com. If you have something really funny and you just might get read on the episode, but if you don't want your name mentioned, we will do that. We're on Twitter and Instagram as tether_radio. You can follow us and at us and tag us and slide into our DMs. We're on Facebook as Tether Radio. And more importantly, we have a private Facebook group called Tether Radio After Dark, where we post a bunch of shit posts and friends and other listeners shit post stuff, and we just have a good dang time. And it's private, so your boomer relatives will not be like, "What's a gimp suit?" when you comment. honestly, they'd be like, "That looks like my gimp suit," which is worse yes. than asking.
I've had that happen. No, I'm just kidding. Family reunion. Oh, you gimp too?
How what embarrassing to wear the same gimp suit. We also have Read with Tether. That's another little private Facebook page. We don't really post a lot into it other than just when we're having the little meetup online hangouts. Our next book is going to be something creepy, and we're going to talk about it right before Halloween. But we will announce that in the next few days. We've also got Untethered minisodes most Thursdays. We have more topics, overflow, sometimes specialty topics, and it's somehow even more laid back than this mess of an episode. I write up our newsletter that goes out first thing Monday mornings. You can sign up for that for free at tetherradio.substack.com.
It's amazing. It is legitimately incredible. Allie, no kidding, curates all of this stuff. She puts it together. It's beautiful, and it's a fun read. So.
And there's also just links in it for all the topics that we covered. So if you want to see the pictures from the things we're talking about, if you want to see this bastard for real in the gimp suit that's creeping around in the UK.
She's not pointing at me.
Different bastard, I'm sorry.
I still have my suspicions.
Plus, there's always pictures of critters. And even if you don't subscribe, you can just go to tetherradio.substack.com and just click the "Let me just read it" to see the ones in the past. That's pretty much everything. This was episode 167 of Tether Radio. I almost said I'm Daniel. Fuck.
No, you're not.
Oh, no. Anyway, this was one episode. Episode 167 of Tether Radio. I am Allie.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm your Dom Daddy Larry.
Your leather daddy.
Your leather daddy.
And we are thanking you and apologizing to you for this episode, but thanks for listening. Tell your friends, that helps a lot. And join us next time. Bye.
Take it easy, friendos. Bye.